longer periods or at high temperatures. So potato chips, no, if you French fries, Belgian fries, whatever, but as long as they're subjected to very high temperature. Now, mind you, this is not so that you will not eat fries forever, but to limit or eat them in moderation. Now, these are acrylamide, no? Some of the 20 foods with mean acrylamide intake. French fries, potato chips, breakfast cereal. No. But of course, so not that you look at the labels for any acrylamide cumulative percentage. Pizza. This is not a short list of not to eat, huh? Because this lecture is the only thing between you and your lunch.
Yes.
And you might be getting pizza. Just kidding. Eat in moderation. So at least you're aware that acrylamide. Wow, special mention, donuts. Donuts unfortunately contain trans fats. Kasi diba, the fat that is used to fry it is done over and over. Then it's with white flour, it's with refined sugar, and because of the high cooking temperature, it produces acrylamides. So essentially, they're one of the best examples of cancer foods you can possibly eat. Of course, this is not to let you not to eat donuts, huh? They are good. You eat them. Don't eat them all the time, such that the Reader's Digest even called it as a disastrous breakfast food. Diba sa, in the States, they're very common to grab a donut and coffee early in the morning, because you know that has a double whammy, because the most important meal for the day is breakfast. So you have to get the best nutrients from breakfast to fuel your day, and do not use a very disastrous food. You can take this sometime else in the day. So these are the best advice of the FDA on acrylamide. You adopt a healthy eating plan, and you have to emphasize on fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fat-free and low-fat milk or milk products. And this would include lean meats, poultry, fish, beans, and so on and so forth. And a diet low in saturated fats, trans fats, cholesterol, and other refined sugars. So the effects of acrylamide can be minimized by taking on a lot of other foods. Now, this is the thing we have on omega-6 fatty acids. You know, omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids are essential fatty acids. We already know we have excluded here cholesterol and saturated fats. We are looking at the good fats. But even in the good fats, there are the bad ones. Omega-6 fatty acids are one of two groups of essential fatty acids. And we have mentioned it. And they are required for human nutrition because our body cannot synthesize them. They have to be taken in. Omega-6 fatty acids include linoleic acid and its derivatives. Now, excessive levels of certain omega-6 fatty acids relative to certain, the other one is omega-3 fatty acids, shifts the physiologic state from tissues like prothrombotic, when you have more of the omega-6, pro-inflammatory, and pro-constrictive states. The optimal ratio should be around 4:1 or lower, the ratio of this omega-6 and omega-3. But most Western diets typically have ratios in excess of 10:1, sometimes as high as 30:1. So excessive omega-6 fatty acid intake includes those found in vegetable oil, better than fat oil, fats from meat, no? May increase the likelihood that postmenopausal women will develop breast cancer. Similar effect was observed on prostate cancer if you have so much of these vegetable oils. So it's good that we have opened your eyes on the use of oils. It would be better to broil your food because they're slow cooking and they don't burn. Steam. Chronic excessive production of N6 equals omega-6 fatty acids is associated with heart attacks because they're pro-inflammatory, pro-constrictive, and pro-inflammatory. Thrombotic strokes, arrhythmias, arthritis, osteoporosis, inflammation, mood disorders, obesity, and cancer. So these are some of the omega-6 fatty acids. There are four major food oils. We have palm, soybean, seed, and sunflower. They can also be found in poultry and meat, eggs, avocado, nuts, most vegetable oils. No. This is not to tell you that you don't need omega-6. We need it. But they have to be in a certain ratio. And this is the ratio between omega-6 and omega-3. Peanut oil, grapeseed oil, cottonseed oil, coconut oil, palm kernel oil have a very high ratio. So we should cut on them, preferably in favor of sunflower or hydrogenated sunflower or palm oil or corn oil or olive oil.
Where's canola?
Canola is here, oh? Flaxseed and canola, they're very low, so they are better. And it's cheap. Canola is also cheap. Kasi nobody likes canola. It has a taste. If you just fry it with the food and you take in that one, it's better to use olive oil or canola oil. Olive oil, kano mahal lang. We should start planting olive oil. So these are the ratio. See, you see walnuts? They have omega-6 walnuts, mga nuts, no? Then and almonds. But they are good because they have very low ratios of this omega-6 to omega-3. So omega-3 fatty acids are also essential fatty acids. Omega-3 are thought to play an important role in reducing inflammation throughout the body, in the blood vessels, in the joints, and elsewhere. And the rich sources of omega-3 fatty acids are from cold water, oily fish, such as salmon, mahal, herring, mahal, mackerel, ayan, sardinas, anchovies, and sardines. The cost of sardines is going up, no? Because of the cost of the tin can. So, we have this allowable intake of 1.6 grams per day for men and 1.1 grams a day for women. So look at your food labels if you are able to get this omega-3 fatty acids. An increased intake of consumption of fish and fish polyunsaturated fatty acids in industrialized countries have contributed to lower breast and colorectal cancer rates. So it is concluded that fish consumption is associated with protection against the later promotional stages of colorectal carcinogenesis, but not with the early initiation stages. So they're protective nonetheless. Now, hydrogenated oils, trans fats. So how many of you buy the soil fat from Jollibee, from Diba? Because they are cheap. They sell them because they cannot use them so over and over because they will discolor the food. And these are the hydrogenated oils. Hydrogenated oils prolong shelf life but simultaneously create some trans fats, cause inflammation in the body. Besides being a cancer factor, trans fats promote heart disease, interrupt metabolic processes, and can cause belly fat. And also, you have to avoid listing trans fats or claim trans. You look at the claims of trans fat free on the label, as food manufacturers simply adjust the serving size. This is what I tell you, that the trans fat content falls under 0.5 grams per serving. So they will tell you that the serving can have a container has four servings, but actually, if you were the one, you can consume the whole can, and you get enough. So that this EPIC study, which is a European prospective investigation into cancer and nutrition, there was an increased risk of raised when you had trans fat by 75%. Such that the American Medical Association supports any state and federal efforts to ban the use of artificial trans fats in U.S. restaurants and bakeries. So French fries made with hydrogenated oil and fried at high temperatures, they clog your arteries and they contain acrylamides. And they should be called I have no intention to trash them, but if you have a liking to it, you might as well have to reduce gas. Some white flour and sugar as well in chips, crackers, cookies, and some of them may have monosodium glutamate. Okay, one more. Sodium nitrites and nitrosamines is also another ingredient that happens when processed meats, hot dogs, bacon, and other meats that need to have a reddish color to look fresh is added. No? These are also found in food items that are pickled, fried, or smoked, and in things such as beer, to color the beer, cheese, fish byproduct, and tobacco smoke. Nitrosamines are extremely carcinogenic. Then this is made particularly aggravated by the fact that when you do not eat enough of the fiber in the diet, your nitrosamines stay in your colon and interact with it longer, so that you would have a greater chance to develop polyps, to eventually become carcinogenic and become a cancer in about 10 to 15 years. So it's a very typical Filipino diet to buy barbecue and rice without eating any vegetables. Kasi pantawid gutom naman eh, hanggang susunod. So, gagawin niyang merienda. So, in Cebu, we call it puso and barbecue. Dapat, when you buy puso and barbecue, yung mga with conscience naman na karindida will also add grated papaya, pickle. But it's not good to always give that to your children. Kasi, palit ka lang barbecue there. Kaya na, ugma, palit na lang sa merienda ng barbecue. Then these are also the heterocyclic aromatic amines. You know? These are charred foods, especially meats cooked at high temperatures. They create carcinogens called heterocyclic aromatic amines. Now it's very funny that in Filipinos, when we eat meat, hadlok to pula ng meat. Di ba kanang inighiwa ni mo, Diyos, baka ni maluto. But actually, you overcook meat, it becomes tougher, and you also encounter this substance, heterocyclic aromatic amines. When organic plant or animal products are burned, you cause them to be blackened, toxins are released, and mutagenic byproducts are formed. So, double whammy kung gumamit pa kita barbecue. The longer the meat is cooked at high temperature, the higher the production of this product. So, magsumba mo na nga kung if you know your meat is fresh, pwedeng dili lang kayo, medium na lang. Kung maka-afford the steak. Now, these are some of the substances to delay nitrosamine formation. If you remember, those who make pure meat, you always put ascorbic acid. It's mandated. It's not just part of an ingredient. So, because ascorbic acid is an antioxidant and it inhibits nitrosamine formation. The addition of at least 550 parts per million of ascorbic acid is required in meat products that are processed. So adding antioxidants and spices including red bell peppers, curry powder, garlic, citrus fruits, not only add flavor, but they delay the formation of nitrosamines. Now hot dogs. The Cancer Prevention Coalition recommends that children should not eat more than 12 hot dogs a month. Wow. Now, cheese dogs na naman taroon. Okay na? Footlong. So, how many na lang? Upat na lang kabok in a month kasi footlong man. If you must have to eat hot dog, look for those that are without sodium nitrite. So again, look at your labels. Processed meats like bacon, they're almost always contain the same sodium nitrite found in hot dogs. Bacon is also high in saturated fat, siyempre, ika nas animal fat, which contributes to the risk of cancers, including breast cancers. Now, there are certain herbal remedies which we avoid during chemotherapy, and you will hear more of that with Dr. Another lecture this afternoon. While on chemo, these are some of that. But we will breeze through this, like garlic, ginkgo, soy, ginseng. These are the next slides that now just tell you that CYP is a it's either a disposal system in the liver, so that when there is an inhibition of CYPE, you would have more effect of the chemotherapy drug, so that you get more toxicity. If you have CYPE facilitation or increased excretion, then you will have less of the drug available to fight cancer. So that will be discussed by Dr. Devilla this afternoon. Ginkgo, these are all related to CYP induction or CYP inhibition. When there is an inhibition, you will have more of the drug, and that will give you more toxicity. And when you have here inhibition, not induction, you will have less of the drug, and then you would have, you may fail controlling the disease. A grapefruit juice because of CYP inhibition. And those of you who are taking or have used Thiacurb, that is one that you are not allowed to take grapefruit juice. So tips to prevent cancer through foods. We're finishing off. Have a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, a minimum of 5 servings a day. So minimum na siya, you can have more. So when you say 5 servings, fruits and vegetables. So if you are not diabetic, you take the more palatable, which are the fruits. Mas mahal ang sad, no? Fruits, so fruit in the morning, fruit at lunch, fruit in the evening. And then 2 vegetables for lunch and supper. Pangit man siya ng vegetables in the morning, no? Early morning. So anyway, if you are diabetic, you take more of the vegetables and less of the fruit. You eat healthy proteins, beans, fish, and tofu. Now, as long as you eat them in moderation, dili man mo hyperuricemia. Although hyperuricemia is a disease, it's a problem in your body. You cannot excrete uric acid and they build up in your joint. You eat healthy carbohydrates, brown rice, tubers. You know what tubers are? Kamote. In Cebu, they are promoting the mixture of kamote to rice. Kamote costs only 12 pesos a kilo. Rice costs 39 pesos a kilo. If you put them one half kamote, one half rice, just as we do in Africa, you will put down the cost, diba? And you have the same calories and better nutrients. And corn. Yeah, how many of our corn eaters in the Visayas and Mindanao? Because it's here that we grow corn. And some, when we claim that when you eat corn, you have more satisfaction than eating rice. Although Taga Manila always eat rice. So a serving of fruits and vegetables. This is a when it's a fruit or a vegetable, it's about a fist size. If you have a big fist, now you need a big amount of vegetables. Now, what I usually advise my patients, the families of the patients, is do not put or mix vegetables always, all the time, pakbet or laoya, no? Because what happens is the patient, or even you, because what the patient, what is good for the patient should be good for the family, right? Oh, don't treat your patients like you will eat only this kind of food, huh? And then you will eat all the barbecue. That's adding insult to injury. So what I advise my patients is, with so many available vegetables, you cook one vegetable in different ways in a day, and you would not see the same vegetable in 3 weeks. Cook beans today, then tomorrow cabbage, then tomorrow okra, then the next day squash, and then you will not see the same vegetable. So how would you say, you'll be looking for your favorite vegetable. You can always have that, but at least that possibility of kind of a pull on, or you don't Yeah, ilaway ng lauwi. The patients will not eat that anymore. So would you. So when you have a serving of protein, which is a, you can either use a, the quality which is a matchbox size, or if you, it has to be a thin slice, kay Pilipino, mahilot man sa thin size of your palm. Nang mga steak, mga kanang steak Pilipino, they're very thin, size of your palm. And when they're uncooked. Of course, when they cook, they become small. So, we always remember that as we grow, as we eventually progress to aging, not grow old, we would need lesser and lesser of so many things. And calorie reduction, sugar reduction, and even in protein intake. Now, this is a food pyramid. But who of you remembers the food pyramid? No, that's very difficult. So, even in the States now, Obama launched the Obama Plate, which is an easier thing to visualize. Diba? MyPlate.com. This was launched by Michelle Obama a few months ago. And then you would see that the dairy would be a source of calcium, fruits, then vegetables, grains, and protein. In almost quantities that are, that's referred to the plate. And if you get that plate and look it up in myplate.gov, you'd have recipes for the plate. So top, this is the last part, top cancer fighting foods. One is green tea, one is curcumin. You know what's curcumin? Kanapanggilaw ba? That's their yellow ginger. Turmeric, for the chefs. Cruciferous vegetables, folate rich foods, tomatoes, particularly in men, ginger and vitamin D. So folate-rich foods, these are in wheat bread, in pasta, and in breakfast cereals. So see, you have it in breakfast cereals, but as long as the acrylamide content is low. In a large-scale study, researchers evaluated the effects of folate on more than 27,000 male smokers between ages 50 and 69, and those who consumed at least the recommended daily allowance of folate, like 400 micrograms, cut by half the risk of developing pancreatic cancer. So this is a link between smokers taking folates developing pancreatic cancer, not necessarily lung cancer. Now vitamin D, we are blessed with so much sunlight, and there has been a link between increased vitamin D intake and reduced breast cancer risk by 50%. So that also they found out that there were improved survival rates among lung cancer patients when the lung cancer surgery, survival rate was when the surgery was done in summer, and those that are in winter when there's low vitamin D. The good sources of vitamin D, however, aside from sunlight, is fish, like tuna, mackerel, herring, eggs, fortified dairy products, and eel. Who eats eel? It's a delicacy in my place, so we eat eel. Sunlight exposure before 10 and after 4 is over 10 minutes would be a good source of vitamin D. Between 10 to 2, that's the highest amount of ultraviolet radiation. So stay out, or just like the delicate Filipina who would bring an umbrella. You would see the Filipinos when we go outside of the country for a conference. The Filipinos are putting the materials or it over their heads. Everybody walks in the sunlight as if they love it. Filipinos, nagpandog. Cruciferous vegetables. You can get this in arugula. Oh, it is something that is an acquired taste. Broccoli, also an acquired taste. Brussels sprouts are not around. Bok choy, cabbage, cauliflower, radish. And the cancer-fighting compound here is indole-3-carbinol. And these are available in pill form for those who don't want to eat it. But these things have become very expensive already because it has become a business. So there's no better thing than to get out some time to buy these vegetables if you can. The recommendation is one serving of this vegetable to reduce the risk of breast cancer. Again, like the findings of a large cohort analysis of more than 3,000 survivors suggested that the higher intake of vegetables in women taking tamoxifen reduced the new or recurrent breast cancer events by as much as 52%. So this effect was not present in for those who had were not taking tamoxifen. Turmeric or curcumin, these are not very common ingredients in our food, unfortunately. Dilaw is the dulaw? They found out that in prostate cancer cell lines, curcumin inhibits cell growth and induces apoptosis or programmed cell death. Now green tea, which was the number one in the list, 2 cups of green tea equivalent to 4 apples, 7 glasses of orange juice, or 20 glasses of apple juice. So it's a relatively good source. Unfortunately, we are not a tea producing country. No, pero if you can get green tea, it's better. Green tea also contains polyphenol compounds called EGCG, being the most prominent. And EGCG in green tea have been shown to exhibit chemopreventive effects against prostate cancer, and that it inhibits prostate cancer cell growth, including apoptosis. Green tea and breast cancer, EGCG, green tea decreases breast cancer tumor size injected in mice. And so green tea inhibits VEGF, which is a growth factor that is important in cell proliferation and migration. Growth factor of vascular or blood vessel growth factor. Ginger. Researchers discovered that ginger's ability to kill cancer cells in two ways. Apoptosis, programmed cell death, or autophagy. Cells are tricked to digesting themselves. So ginger can be very cheap sometimes and also be very expensive. Lycopene, particularly for men, no? Who consume 2 or more servings of tomato sauce in a week, over the course of the 12-year study, had a 28% lower risk of developing organ-confined prostate cancer, 35% lower risk of developing locally advanced disease, and 36% lower risk of developing metastatic prostate cancer. And in a similar study showed that there was an increased apoptosis because of lycopene. So consuming 3 weeks of tomato sauce and pasta dishes. Unfortunately, we do not eat that much pasta, no? For Italians. So this is my last slide. Lifestyle modification tips on preventing cancer. Drink green tea. 2 to 3 cups per day, green tea is a protective. Drink red wine instead of beer. But there is a limit of 1 glass for women and 2 glasses for men. You have to have daily exercise, walking around for 30 minutes. More importantly, to increase your heart rate as well as to sweat it out. Sleep 7 to 8 hours a day. How many of you sleep that long? As we grow older, we have the insomnia. And of course, you have to manage your stress levels. So it's a balance between work and life. So again, salamat, daghang salamat, and thanks for listening.